Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath services. As of this Sabbath, we are still with a government shutdown. Well, we are entering another week with a government shutdown. In many ways, it's good. Other ways, it's not so good. But we are looking at the result of a long time deception by Satan the devil, who has been deceiving the whole world. And it's locked into a grip economically, religiously, and politically. Now, I just recently got a paper from Dwight Blevins, and he explains the scale, the harp, and the steps of the scale, and the numbers of things as they occur by number in the scriptures. And it's very, very interesting. But I would like to, before we get into where we are today and how we, and let's look at how we got here first. So here's part from his introduction that I think is very well written and eloquent. In the last decades of the first century AD, it was here, amidst the churches of Asia Minor, that the foundations of church doctrine and truth were edited, published, and historically preserved from the eventual corruption of the greater influence of the Latin world, which was politically and philosophically controlled by the vast power and seat of Rome. But history records that after the decline and decay of this early foundation in Asia Minor, the dominant church that emerged by the time of Constantine and beyond bore little resemblance to the church that Jesus of Galilee had founded at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, 30 AD. The melody from the harp shaped sea, and that is the Sea of Galilee, was fading, traded and transformed by the evolving discord of another gospel. And isn't it interesting how that all the modern music foments rebellion? And why is that? Because it is discordant. And discordant sounds and music cause the mind... Okay, I forgot to announce, turn off all cell phones. A thing that needs to be done in this modern society. Okay. And this discord is against the laws of music that God has created. And the laws of music and the appointed times that were established on day four at creation all work in harmony together. So whenever you go into a store and they're playing this discordant music and you find yourself getting on edge, and maybe even wanting to go up, shout at the manager, what on earth is this, you know? It's the music that reflects and also adds to the rebellion. And look at the young people today. All right. The great Constantine, okay, what is this? There may be a little typo here. The great Constantine did not allow and embrace the original Greek text from Asia Minor, touting the concept of Christianity, but in his rage of political ambition and hatred of the Jews, he struck a severe blow, a severe discord to the appointed times. Now, how did he do that? What was one of the first things that they got rid of? The Passover, 2 times 7. Okay, and the fourth commandment, thereby destroying the pattern harmony which correctly determines the count to the day of Pentecost. And what was one of the errors of the Church of God for a good period of time? They didn't count Pentecost correctly. And to this day, those who still follow what that was taught do not understand that Pentecost pictures the first resurrection. to determine the day of Pentecost. So we have three here. Note that all three of these appointed times have direct links to the seven patterns of prophecy, covenants, and music, appointed times that especially play a key role in picturing salvation and the first resurrection. Very clever. Take away any one of these appointed times, and the melody of the whole becomes muddy and discordant. The timing and eventual road markers of the gospel message toppling like a string of dominoes. Unbelievable as it may be, these edicts enforced by Constantine and his successors in direct violation of New Testament teachings remain foundational to the cornerstones of mainstream Christianity to this very day. And were it not for the small fortress of elders and the Ephesus Scriptorium, the true histories, biblical texts, and doctrines of the original church may have become so altered as to be virtually lost in the political and rubble of religious corruption. Then he goes on to explain about the cult of the priesthood of the Babylonian mysteries and how it's always discordant. He explains how the number seven is brought out by Peter and by Paul and by Jude, warning of this system. So today, here we are at the end time of Satan's deception. He has always used the same tactics over and over and over again. A little bit of incremental change will never be noticed and will be thought of as an improvement until we add up the incremental changes and then we have a conflict and we must solve it, and here is the new paradigm. You've heard that word before? Yes, indeed. So what are we heading for in the world? Now notice, let's come to Isaiah 25 and let's see a tremendous verse here. The first thing that Satan is going to have to do is break this deception. Now just to give you a little insight, I went into the bank yesterday and here they had it all decorated for Halloween at the bank. And they had a whole pattern of sticky paper up on just below where you go to the clerk to make deposits. And here it had patterns of skulls and everything like this. And hanging from the corners up there, they took angel's hair, which they normally use for Christmas trees, and they made spider webs and put spiders up there. And they had pumpkins over here and pumpkins over there. So I mentioned to the clerk, I said, why did you have it decorated this way? And she said, oh, well, so-and-so clerk did it. She did a wonderful job. And I said, well, I'm a little offended at this. And she said, well, it's for fun. So I dropped the conversation. But very interesting. Entertainment, fun, Satan's avenues into the mind and into the heart. Music, entertainment, religion, economics, and it's all tied up into it, you see. Little do they realize that they are all tied up into to Satan's system. So here is what Christ is going to have to do, Isaiah 25 and verse 7. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering which covers all people and the veil that is woven over all nations. That's the first thing he has to do in order to bring in the millennium. Let's look and see what happens when this veil comes over everyone, when they have been incrementally changed by their own ideas, by different philosophies, by different ways of doing things, and yet clinging to the name of God. Let's come to Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. Jeremiah is a very interesting book to read and to study. And as we covered last week, God gave King Zedekiah, one man, the chance to forestall the destruction of Jerusalem and the burning of the temple. One man. And Jeremiah told him, if you don't obey, let's go to Jeremiah 7. Jeremiah 7. And Jeremiah told Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord, you shall cause this city to be burned. One man. Now what happens when all the masses get so deceived, yet they think they're doing the will of God? And they don't understand what's going on because they've grown up and this is what they have been taught. And over and over and over again down through generations. Now here, Jeremiah 7, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah, who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Now, we're coming in also to what? Christmas. Lo and behold, over at Costco, Dolores says they already have all the Christmas stuff out there in full flight. Okay? All commercial, all fun, all designated for the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Okay? Likewise here, if you tell them the word of God, and if you say that these things are an abomination to God, you are insane. It's like someone coming into an insane asylum and telling everyone, you're all insane. And they look at you and say, what's wrong with you? Okay. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. How many times does God offer repentance? Over and over and over again. Now, granted, in Washington, D.C., there are some men and women trying to do what is right. But they are railed upon, they are ridiculed, they are demonized, they are Satanized, and all of that so that the president can get his own will. Same thing here. Here's Jeremiah talking to all the people. Verse 4, do not trust in lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Let's not say we're Americans, we're Americans, we're Americans. We believe in God. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgments between man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods to your hurt, I will cause you to dwell in this place in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Now, what is God doing here? The same basic thing that he does with everyone. He sets before them choices. My way or your way? So he says, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? That's exactly what we're doing. And come and stand here before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations, and all of this falls on the head of the leaders of the so-called Christian world, who have the Bible but reject the Word of God. And they are the ones who are almost single-handedly responsible for the start of this kind of thing. Then it follows along that the people and the political leaders will go along with what they say. Okay? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it. Now let's come to Ezekiel 7. And as we turn to Ezekiel 7, I want you to remember the cities in America and the cities in the world where they have high murder rates. Look at what just happened in Mexico and what is continuing in Mexico. Okay. Now let's come here to verse 21. Verse 21. And as I read this, I want you to recall Deuteronomy 28, where it talks about the aliens coming in. Okay? And I will give it, that is this land, into the hands of strangers for a prize, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall defile it. And I will also turn my face from them, and they shall pollute my secret place, and robbers shall enter into it and defile it. Did that happen? Temple was torn down, all the gold was gone, everything left. So he says, verse 23, make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. And it's going to come that way to all the cities. Now, there was a report last night on the news that the city of San Jose is getting close to facing bankruptcy if they do not stop all the excess retirement benefits of the police and the civil servants. Stockton just did. Look at Detroit. Look at the crime. Look at the murders. God says, because of that, and I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses, and I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled. Terror comes. What are we fighting? Terror. Yes, indeed. And they shall seek peace, but there shall be none. Disaster shall come upon disaster. What happened last night? Weather-wise, 4 feet of snow in South Dakota, killing 100,000 cattle. 4 feet of snow. Now, that's just one little thing. We take a blow here, we take a blow there, we take a blow someplace else. If you mark it out as a body, you get a wound here, you can survive a while, you get another wound, you get another wound, you get another wound. Pretty soon you're weak. And you get more wounds, and then something is going to happen. Whew! And that's what happened to Detroit. They're still filled with crime and murder and violence and drugs. And rumor upon rumor. That's easy with all the television today, isn't it? Yes. And they shall seek a vision from the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest and the wisdom from the elders. The king shall mourn and the prince shall be clothed with despair and the hands of the people of the land shall tremble. And I will do to them according to their way and according to their uncleanness, and I will judge them and they shall know that I am the Lord. That's a theme through the whole of the book of Ezekiel, they shall know that I am the Lord, because they don't now. Okay? Now let's see how this comes about. Come to Ezekiel 22, and let's see how this comes about. This is very instructive, because remember, there are more fulfillments of these prophecies than just at the time they occur, because history repeats itself. And remember that Deuteronomy 28 says that these blessings and cursings shall be a sign upon you and your children forever. So that's why we have these ups and these downs and these difficulties that come along. Okay. All right, let's pick it up here, Ezekiel 22. Okay. Verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, now, you son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Yes, you shall make her know all her abominations. Then you shall say, thus says the Lord God, the city sheds blood in her midst, that her time may come, and makes idols unto herself to defile herself. Now, we have many idols, don't we? Where do idols begin? In the mind. Of the things that you make, of the things that other people build. What are some of the idols that we have that destroys the knowledge of the Sabbath? Nearly all sports events. And that becomes their idol, their team. How many people make millions of dollars on all the sports paraphernalia that belong to the team that city or those people choose to follow? Okay? Just part of it. To your shame. And instead of going to church And even if they went to church, if the ministers would preach the word of God instead of their little sermons, God would honor that. The people would benefit. Okay? Verse 4, you are guilty by the blood that you have shed, and you have defiled yourself with your idols that you have made, and you have caused your days to draw near and have come unto your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mocking to all countries. Ever heard of Vladimir Putin and the Chinese leaders? Wonder what they thought at that meeting that the president had to cancel in Southeast Asia because of the debt crisis. Wonder what they thought of him and the United States. See, there it is right there. Those who are near and those who are far from you shall mock against you, O infamous, infamous one, and full of tumult. Behold, the princes of Israel, everyone has used his power to shed blood in you. And in you they have despised both father and mother. Heard of the breakdown of the family? Children out of wedlock? In your midst they have dealt with strangers by oppression. In you they have oppressed the orphan and the widow. You have despised my holy things and have profaned my Sabbaths. See, the Sabbath is the key to know God. That's why those who don't know of the Sabbath do not know of God. Now, they may have other different doctrines, and that's another story that they have to work out, but that's the first step. And you are men of slander who shed blood, and in you are they that eat on the mountains. Now, that's all the religious activity, and commit lewdness. What about all the rock concerts? What about all of the night clubbing? What about all of the... They even have a program on television now that's fully acceptable. It's called Wife Swap. And they have many programs where they're seeking after ghosts and demons. All right. Let's go on here. Let's pick it up here in verse 17. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. All of them are bronze and tin and iron and lead in the middle of the furnace, and they are even the dross of silver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have all become dross, behold, therefore, I will gather you into the middle of Jerusalem. Now, he did this to Jerusalem. He's going to do it to us. As they gather silver and bronze and iron and lead and tin into the middle of the furnace, to blow the fire on it, to melt it, so I will gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will cast you in and melt you. Wonder how that stacks up with what happened in World War II. And I will gather you and blow on you the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst of it. And then he says, it's so bad that even after he makes it dry, the scum will not come out. The sin will not leave. Verse 24, Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed nor rained upon in the day of indignation. In case you haven't noticed, here in California, we're in the midst of quite a severe drought, but no one says anything. There is a conspiracy. There are people who say, oh, there's no conspiracy. If you believe in a conspiracy, you're a nut. Well, if you understand what has happened and how Satan has conspired, you will know that there is a conspiracy. Let's read it right here. Of her prophets in her midst, like a roaring lion tearing the prey, they devour the souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They made many widows in her midst. Her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things, and they put no difference between the holy and profane. Interesting. Now they're going to have a sort of kind of church service where they don't mention God. I wonder how that's going to be. And even the chaplains in the military are now forbidden to use the name of Christ under the penalty of court-martial. How far have we gone? Now, have you heard that on the news? Well, there are a lot of things you aren't going to get on the news. Okay? And have not taught the difference between the unclean and clean. Now, notice, and this is what every single Sunday-keeping pastor, minister, priest, cardinal do. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths. You ask any one of them, which day does the Bible teach? Oh, well, we know it's Saturday, but that's the old law. Well, let me tell something to them. The old law is going to execute judgment against you because you reject it. And I am profaned, and a ruler's inner midst are like wolves tearing the prey. They shed blood and destroy souls to get unjust gain. Now look what's happening with Obamacare. Millions are losing a third of their salary because their hours are cut to 28 hours from 40 hours. The price of health care has gone anywhere from 30% to 120% increase. Take away a third of what they make, and what do? You absolutely destroy the nation economically. No doubt about it. And yet we have a president who many feel is not truly a Christian, but of some other religion with a hateful agenda that will not listen to reason from those who are trying to do right. A lot of people may be upset in hearing things like that. Well, it's just like Jeremiah and Ezekiel have said, if you want to be offended, but know that God is going to judge you, because God is judging everyone in the world all the time by his laws, which automatically function. Notice, verse 28, her prophets cover themselves with whitewash, seeing visions and divining lies unto them, saying, thus says the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken. God has never said anything about keeping Sunday, Easter, Christmas, New Year's, all of the holidays. He has spoken against them. And this system that came in with Constantine has spread to the whole Christian world and remains the same today with very few differences. Verse 29. The people of the land have used oppression and committed robbery. They have troubled the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Now notice what God always does. Just like he told Zedekiah. If you surrender to the Babylonians, you will live and the city will remain. Which means the temple would have stayed there. It would not have been destroyed. One man, he wouldn't listen. Verse 30, and I sought for a man among them. Now there are some people trying to do some things that are right, but will it be enough? Because if the financial thing comes to the crisis that it looks like it's going, it is going to be catastrophic. Beyond description. If they piece together in a bandage fashion, it will hold together for a while, but things are going to get worse and worse and worse. That is the way that the world is headed. That's the way the United States is headed. All right? To build up a wall for the land and stand in the breach before me. So that I should not destroy it. But I did not find one. Therefore I have poured my fury on them. I have burned them up with the fire of my wrath. I have recompensed their own way upon their heads, says the Lord God. All right? That's the way that it comes. One man. And if one man stands up, I think one man, Ted Cruz, has stood up pretty well. They ridicule him, so forth. They do everything to plow him down. God is going to notice that. God is going to understand that. All right. Let's come here to Psalm 50. Psalm 50. Let's see how it's expressed here in the Psalms. Psalm 50. So we are headed at some very difficult crossroads. And it's already affecting things. Now, just to pass on a little something to you locally here, they're building a brand new Walgreens, I think about a small size Walgreens, and just catty-corner across the intersection is a huge Rite Aid. Across the street on the other side is Safeway that has a pharmacy, okay? And up the street a little further, you have another pharmacy in Nob Hill, okay? Now then, Bonnie, who works for us, went to Rite Aid yesterday, and she had to go back into the area where they have everything stored in the back. Guess what? It was empty. Not a thing. So what's going to happen? All these lies, all these things, the devaluation of the dollar, and if I could tell you about what is happening, I will. I will tell you. I can't give you all the details because I don't have time, because it's in a thick report about like this. That, if you've ever heard of gold gambling, have you heard of gold gambling? That is this. It is called an ETF. Now, an ETF is this. You buy a position in gold, and at some date, they promise to deliver you gold when it comes to the fulfillment of the contract. Guess what they've done in the United States and in London? People are wanting to get their gold now, and they're being forced to settle in cash because they have committed the gold 50 times over. So for every ounce of gold, there are 50 people holding a contract on that ounce of gold. That's in the COMEX, and that's in the London bullion market. Guess who is getting the gold? Those who hold gold can't trust them any longer, so they're trying to get it out. And Germany tried to repatriate their gold, and they said no. So what is happening? Gold is coming out of the COMEX, and gold is coming out of the London board, London Bullion Market Board. It's going through Switzerland, melted down into bars that suit China. And China is building huge, and they will have them completed in 2 years, huge vaults in which to store gold. And so when all that gold is gone, and a lot of people suspect it's already gone from Fort Knox, there's going to be a depression and a fall so staggeringly great that people are not going to understand what on earth happened. That's an amazing thing. That's why the price of gold is down now, to try and scare people from redeeming it. And what that has done, it has caused all the gold mining companies to reduce their production because of costs, and some of them to even close, which tells you what? There's no new gold coming into the market. So you see, once you get yourself entangled in all of these deceptive things, that's why it's expressed there in Isaiah as a great web that is weaved over all the people in an iron clinch. That's part of what's going to happen. All right? Now back to the religionist here. Verse 16. But to the wicked God says, this is God speaking to them, what right do you have to declare my statutes and to take up my covenant in your mouth? Oh, we're Christians. Oh, we can keep Sunday. You know, one man asked me, why do you keep ragging on the Protestants? And I told him, because if you knew what they are doing, you would understand. Because they are responsible for all the major downfalls in America. And take up my covenant in your mouth? Yea, you hate to be taught. you cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, then you were pleased to be with him. Yes, he donates to my political campaign. Isn't that wonderful? And you have taken part with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit, you speak against your brother, you slander your mother's son. These things you have done and I have kept silent. You thought that I was like yourself, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. So all of the lying bankers and all of the lying gold dealers and all of those things, bang! All the gold's going to be gone. And it's going to be sitting over in Shanghai and Hong Kong. Because in order to raise up an army of 200 million, you got to have a lot of cash. That's where it's going. That's the hand of God. And we're going to be going along, dithering in all the stupidity of the holidays, singing all the little jingles to keep people brainwashed into the system of merchandising, and say what a wonderful thing it is, and the reason that we have Christmas is to honor Jesus Christ. Okay. Verse 22, now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and he who sets his conduct aright, I will show him the salvation of God. So even God is giving them a little bit of repentance at that point. All right. Now, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll see how all of this has come about.